Welcome to the Property Lovers Podcast by the DG Institute. I'm your host, Dominique Grubisher, and this podcast series is all about giving you a competitive edge in your property journey. We'll be discussing little known strategies, tools, and information to help you add value and create wealth through property. So if you want to play a bigger game in property and want to use property as the vehicle to create wealth, and more importantly, what that wealth represents, financial freedom, you're in the right place. Let's do this. Let's get started. In today's Property Lovers podcast, we're going to be talking about what's happening overall in the global economy, and then we're going to hone in on what it means for Australia, and more particularly at a granular level, what it means for the Australian property market. So all markets are driven by human emotions, and they are primarily fear and greed. So when a market looks good, because we're a pack animal as human beings, we all jump on board. That's the greed thing. We have the fear of missing out, and we feel there's safety in numbers. If everybody else is doing something, then it must be the right thing to do. In fact, it's counterintuitive with wealth. In fact, it's doing what the other people are not doing. That's the secret. As Mark Twain once said, when I find myself on the side of the majority, it's time to pause and reflect. So, although it feels wrong and it feels unsafe, you want to be doing what others aren't. You want to be buying the downs in the market and selling at the top of the market. And no one rings a bell, unfortunately, at the bottom of the market. We never know when it's going to turn. And now it has turned. So what's happened globally is that we have very, very high inflation, higher in the US and Europe and the UK than it is in Australia, but still a trend that is growing. That means the cost of living is higher. And when it costs more, when there's inflation, when prices are rising, the central banks of countries raise interest rates to cool down the economy and to stop prices rising so fast. So that's what's happening around the world. We're in a cycle where we had very low rates because of a pandemic, and now rates are going up because in the aftermath of the pandemic, we've got supply chain disruptions. We've also got an evolving situation with Russia in Ukraine, and what that has meant is that there is scarcity of supply. So again, fear and greed, with fear, with the scarcity and higher prices, it's just had a knock-on effect. And as Roosevelt once said, talking of the Great Depression, but applies very much today still, we have nothing to fear but fear itself. When everyone is fearful, it means markets start to crash and burn. And that's what we've seen happening globally with share markets around the world, as well as the collapse of cryptocurrency. And it's all tied in with what's been happening with low rates now and rising inflation. So when interest rates were really low, people needed somewhere to put money where they'd get yield. And they weren't getting it in term deposits in bank accounts. So people went and did things like buying cryptocurrency or investing in the property market or the share market. Money was chasing where it could get a better return because interest rates weren't paying it enough. Now, really low interest rates, on the other hand, encourage people to do things like invest in shares and buy property because money was cheap to borrow. And that's what happened. And if we go on a granular level in Australia, we had very low rates. They hadn't risen in 11 years. And we also had low inflation at the time for the last decade or so. And it's only now that inflation has started to pick up. The problem is that it's not really because of demand. Inflation means prices are rising. Now, in the 80s, we had inflation, but it was because everyone was rich, everyone was spending money, the economy was growing, and that was driving prices up. There was a lot of demand and a lot of consumer spending. This inflation, this time around, isn't being driven by consumer spending. It's being driven by lack of supplies and shortages because because of border lockdowns, pandemics, and wars. So that scarcity is a different sort of scarcity, but it still means prices are rising, and it means central banks are forced to raise rates to cool down those rising prices. But it's going to hurt everyone, especially because it's come after an extended period of low rates. So a lot of people have gone out and borrowed money at historically low rates because it was cheaper to buy property. They could afford higher priced properties. That demand drove prices up, and now there's a day of reckoning. Now that rates are rising, people are going to have to meet higher interest repayments, and there's a lot of mortgage stress in the pipeline because of that. So what does it mean for us as property lovers? It does mean the market has cooled. It does mean that it is going to come off the boil and prices will potentially fall. But we have to put all that in perspective. They're not going to fall by 50% or, you know, a significant amount as some are predicting. And they've had their highest growth rate ever in the last year or two. So they're coming off those highs, and there is far less demand. So it is turning to a buyer's market. This is the time where there's going to be a lot more opportunity for buyers, and buyers can get a bit picky about it. There will be a challenge, though, about finding the right property for the right price. So the other significant factor in Australia impacting our property market is the cost of construction. We're seeing a knife's edge at the moment with a lot of home builders, in the sense that the government gave the home builders grant. So a lot of people took advantage of that grant, signed up for fixed price contracts to build on vacant land, bought house and land packages and the like. And our building industry came to the market with that, signed a lot of contracts. And you would have heard in the news recently about Metricon, big builder, biggest builder in Australia, thousands and thousands of contracts out to build homes. What's happened, though, with supply chain issues is that construction costs have now gone up. So by 20% in some cases. So the builders have agreed to a fixed price contract that they now can't honour without potentially losing money themselves. Now, it doesn't just stop and become isolated with the building companies, because they have trades and subcontractors and others depending on them. So this is what happens when a bubble starts to deflate. We had a lot of interest, a lot of activity, a lot of stuff happening in our property market because of low rates and because of government incentives to get into property. That cut a lot of buyers out. There was just too much competition. There was a lot of greed and a lot of FOMO, fear of missing out. And everybody rushed into the property market. Now, as we know, the majority is always wrong, aren't they? So the majority all said, let's be greedy. And what then happened was, because the majority is wrong, the market peaked and is turning. Then what happens is everyone's like rats from a sinking ship. Fear sets in and people want to escape or flee the market. And as Roosevelt said, that is then a self-fulfilling prophecy. We have nothing to fear but fear itself. If everybody says, I wouldn't touch property with a barge pole, just like they're saying with crypto and shares, because they're fearful, then it does impact property prices. They fall to a level then where demand and supply start to equalize. So we haven't got there yet. We haven't reached that point. What we do need to know, though, is there's a lot of uncertainty with the future. Globally is very unstable at this stage, and people are therefore fearful. And when we're paralyzed with fear, we get that fight or flight mechanism that sets in. A cocktail of hormones in our brain says, when in doubt, do nothing. So most people at the moment have just pressed pause just to see how things transpire. And they were waiting on the federal election outcome. They'll always kick the can down the road seeking certainty. The answer is, though, nothing is ever certain. One thing that we should note is, what are successful people doing? You may have noticed Berkshire Hathaway, so Warren Buffett's company, is investing. They're buying big. If Warren Buffett is buying, then maybe we should have a think and revisit our tactics. So what he famously said is successful people, and the secret to his success is to buy when others are fearful, be greedy when others are fearful, and be fearful when others are greedy. So he's now being greedy because everyone's fearful. The other thing that he said is you pay a high price for a cheery consensus. In other words, you've got to do what the other people aren't doing. If you want to wait till everybody says property's a favor of the month, property's great, let's get out there and buy property, that's when prices are at their highest. So it's counterintuitive, but you have to do the opposite. George Soros, big investor, put it best. He said, when my taxi driver tells me it's time to buy shares, I know I have to be getting out of the stock market because it's peaking. Everyone's rushing to one side of the boat. And the other thing that Warren Buffett said that's now going to start to play out, but where there will be opportunity for smart money and for buyers, is that people who bought at the top of the market, who paid too much, who are hocked to the eyeballs in debt and now are going to be experiencing mortgage stress because of rising rates, those are the people that need help and that will want to sell. So there's opportunity for a win-win there. Warren Buffett said, when the tide goes out, we can see who's been swimming naked. So a lot of people who bought in the wave and the bubble are going to be caught short now. What got you to this point, the knowledge and the tools and the systems, the science of it all, is not going to work in this current market. But there are other strategies and skills for a market like this. I've traded through property through two down markets. So there was the early 90s when I was paying interest rates of 19%. And then there was also the global financial crisis. Property prices didn't plummet, but we certainly had a very down market, not quite a recession, but some negative growth. And obviously we had the pandemic where everyone thought in early 2020 that it was the end of the world. But then property just took off for those last 2 years, and it's only now reached that tipping point of critical mass as the market has changed. So high inflation, high interest rates, a lot of fear, a lot of uncertainty, and more in the pipeline to come impacting the property market. So now is the time to skill up and to get the right knowledge and the right resources to help you really profit and thrive in the current climate. If you want to know more about how to play to win in the property game in this market and with what lies ahead, go into the notes section and there's a special recording there for property lovers with a special toolkit of science, support and systems to what to do now in this market. If you're enjoying this podcast, we want to invite you to join the Property Lovers Facebook group. To find the group in Facebook, just search for Property Lovers. You'll see the group banner, which has the word Property Lovers Hub on it. It's a community for property lovers in Australia. And just like this podcast, it's been created to give you a competitive advantage so you can get superior results in property. Please come and join us today. That's it for today, but really looking forward to giving you more tools, more strategies, more support, and a competitive advantage when it comes to property in our next episode.